the jealousy of God. The whole world is jealous for this cause, that God surpassed the world in jealousy. God is as a soul and the world as a body, and bodies derive their good and evil from souls. He to whom the sanctuary of true prayer is revealed deems it shameful to turn back to mere formal religion. He who is master of the robes of a king brings shame on his lord by petty huckstering. He who is admitted to the king's presence chamber would show disrespect by tarrying at the doorway. If the king grants him license to kiss his hand, he would err were he to kiss merely the king's foot, though to lay head at the king's feet is due obeisance. In the case supposed, it would be wrong to kiss the feet. The king's jealousy would be kindled against him, who, after he had seen his face, preferred his mere perfume. God's jealousy may be likened to a grain of wheat, but man's jealousy is but empty chaff. For know ye that the source of jealousy is in God, and man's jealousy is only an offshoot from God's. But let me now quit this subject and make complaint of the severity of that fickle fair one. Complaints of God's harsh dealings with his adoring slaves. Wherefore dost thou abandon thy creed and faith? What matters it if it be heathen or true? Why hast thou forsaken thy beloved? What matters it if she be fair or ugly? Let me then, I say, make complaint of the severity of that fickle fair one. I cry, and my cries sound sweeter in his ear. He requires from the two worlds cries and groans. How shall I not wail under his chastening hand? How shall I not be in the number of those bewitched by him? How shall I be other than night without his day, without the vision of his face that illumes the day? His bitters are very sweet to my soul. My sad heart is a lively sacrifice to my beloved. I am enamoured of my own grief and pain, for it makes me well pleasing to my peerless king. I use the dust of my grief as salve for my eyes, that my eyes like seas may teem with pearls. The tears which are shed because of his chastening are very pearls, though men deem them mere tears. 'Tis the soul of souls of whom I am making complaint, yet I do not complain, I merely state my case.